What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Bert Show.
I don't think Melissa or Wendy or I or any of our interns or anyone who's been around you physically today can avoid the fact that you have been giddy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So tell us about Saturday.
Well, I don't know how much I can tell you about it, except that I had a first date Saturday that was great.
Okay.
Really great.
And
but like if you say too much, I don't know. I can't say too much.
Well, here's something that keeps it generic. If we don't say anything else, let's not say anything else except I think, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, that the interesting part of the conversation, I think, that listeners can be peeked into is the marital status, like of past marital status of him. Can we talk about that or no?
I'll talk about my feelings
in
on
generic.
That. Let's go with that.
All right, okay. Let's do that. We won't talk about him, but I thought the concept of this being kind of a filter in your mind, it's, you know, was interesting.
Right. So the filter is, and I've been talking to my friends about this, and I'm really like, I've been in a space where I'm, you know, open to dating as a mm-hmm. verb, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. So that's anybody, everybody, or whatever. But I was talking to some friends of mine, and I was saying, I would like to meet somebody who had been married before. I've been married before, so right off the outset, there's a judgment feeling about that. And you can't understand it until you've gone through it and been there, but mm-hmm. you just feel like you got a big, you know, stamp on your forehead or whatever,
big
you know?
D, the big D, the scarlet letter type thing.
Exactly. Like, you know, and so for me, that would be a comfortable situation. Not saying that another situation might not work out great mm-hmm. or whatever.
At least there's a relatability there.
Right. It would be a relatable thing. And right off the bat, there wouldn't be any judgment. And then I also was saying that, I felt like if I found somebody that was my age or older and married before, that would be a good thing because, and this is going to sound really bad about if anybody hasn't been married before, but my theory was that maybe there was something wrong or there was commitment issues if somebody had been smart, good-looking, successful in all these other things, but not married before.
And they're like mid-30s and up if they have never been married.
Yeah, like late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Late 30s
if you're, like,
to
something
40.
Like, if you're really that great, why hasn't someone snagged you up to this point?
No, not necessarily that. No. It's more like...
I didn't think so.
It's more like commitment issues.
Right.
If you haven't tried it by 40, why not? And would you ever be somebody that would be open to commitment? So that's what I was saying to my friends. I said, I want to meet a mm-hmm. nice boy who's been married before.
Which I think is funny.
And I've been saying that for about the last month.
Because I don't think it's unique that Jen feels that way. That I think a lot of women probably feel that way about guys. Like if you haven't been married by 40 and like you said, you have all these attributes, then what's going on? And I just found it fascinating that now that is something that's positive if you've been divorced. Where, I mean,
yeah,
even though I'm surprised that...
positive for me.
I'm surprised that Jen still feels a sense of judgment, because my sister was divorced a long time ago and she definitely felt it back when she got divorced some 20 years ago, when there was definitely judgment on placed, especially on women if you've been divorced before. So I just find it fascinating that it's now an asset to have been married rather than not. You know what I'm saying?
It would definitely be an asset to me.
Right.
I'm sure to other women it wouldn't be, but What do we call it? My friends and I said that we wanted somebody that was D and K, divorce, no kids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Dinks.
That's dinks. That's a real category.
Really?
Uh-huh. Divorced people with no kids are called dinks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You thought you were all creative and whatnot.
I mean, no, it was
well,
all
I didn't
yours,
call
Jen.
It that.
It was all yours.
No, yeah. I didn't come up with the actual name for it, but yeah.
So, there's a promotion idea right there, a Dinks party.
There you go.
Hosted by Jen.
That's right.
So, yeah, we've learned a lot, and by we, I'm only referring to Wendy and Jen, and, well, Melissa to some extent. Anybody who's spent any time single on this show,
that's
certainly exploited.
I certainly did. Yes. It sucked.
Because the guys listen.
it's just, I mean, it seems like, oh my God, you know, you're on the air and you could, you know, exposing yourself and you could have anybody in the city, you know, but it's like you can't go on a regular date. You can't go on a regular date. And I will say that one of the things that made me get to a second date with Katie that we've talked about since then is the fact that Katie at the time didn't act like she listened to the show. She didn't ask me a thing about me or a thing about the show. And that was so refreshing that she got a second date on that.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with that one. If you can go an entire conversation without mentioning it, points.
Because you want to make sure that the person's there. Because if you're going to get in a relationship with somebody, this show is not going to be the most important thing in that relationship. So you don't want somebody that's sitting there across from you just like, oh my God, I'm such a Burt Show fan and I just listen to Burt Show. It's like, oh God, I can't do it.
Just for the record, if you're trying to wow me, talk really a lot about me. Talk about how you listen to me on the show.
Hey, Jeff, you're married, honey.
Just saying.
Wendy, you can understand this too. It's also difficult because if you have, say there's different dates that are set up. Like you can't.
Yes. Because they're going to know about them.
Right.
And you're not leaving anything to their imagination, you know, how we're supposed to play the game and we're supposed to be unavailable. Well, they can tell when you're available and not available because you're talking about it all the time.
You're sharing your life on the air.
Right.
I was wrong by that Dinks thing. I was wrong.
What does that mean?
And Melissa, you were wrong with me, so I'm not alone.
No, I wasn't.
Hey, Kelly.
I didn't say anything.
What's up?
Love the show. Thanks a lot. Dual income, no kids is what Dinks stands for.
Dual income, no kids. So you and Jessica are Dinks.
Yes. A few. Let's start calling names.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Dink.
Hey, Julie, welcome to the Burt Show.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment that I didn't get married until I was 37, and I had people looking down on me, asking me if I didn't like the institution of marriage, what was my problem.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't a problem. I love the institution of marriage, but I only wanted to do it once. I wanted to wait until I did it right. Now, I had been engaged twice before. Everybody else was getting married when I broke up my engagements, and the only smart thing my sister-in-law ever said to me is, wait until you're ready. Your friends will be divorced 2 and 3 times when you finally find somebody. It'll be a while, but you'll do it. Swore I'd never get married after a while, swore I'd never have kids. I've been married 8 years with 2 kids.
Congratulations.
I mean, I think that's good for you that's your story. But I also think that was kind of judgmental to be like, and her path was better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I waited so my decision was better. I don't think that's necessarily the right thing.
It's not a statement. Keep in mind, a lot of times we say stuff on the show, we say, like, they are our personal opinions. Like, you don't, like, we're not, you know, standing on the mountain and dispelling what we think is the gospel to the masses.
She was defending, you know, but I agree that, I think that you end up, you want to relate to who you're with, and for some people, you know, waiting, like, for instance, myself, waiting to have children until I'm probably going to be in my 40s, being the older mother, is what's right for me, but I totally can see the benefit of having had kids in your 20s, you know what I mean? But, so one decision is not better than the other.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, I was just wanting to comment on Jen Hobby's dating with guys,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even Wendy with guys. Maybe people don't know, or guys don't know how to approach them because they are so popular.
Well, we've talked about this on the show before, and both Wendy and Jen just appreciate a good junk press. So what you try to do is just get physically close to them and push your pelvis into. Please don't do that. It's not right.
High works.
Only just because that's what you do. That doesn't work for everyone.
I thought you guys were into that. I'm mistaken. What would be the best opening line for a guy to use on either one of you?
Just hi.
Yeah. Come up and have a normal conversation.
Hey,
for me, a drink.
Wendy had one this weekend. You want to go to the SEC championship?
Listen,
it's the Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.